And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio, for the first time for me anyway, by Pete Zambito, Assistant Teaching Professor of Band and Percussion here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Pete, thanks so much for coming out and joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you've got a faculty recital coming up, kicking off the semester right by just jumping right in. All right. So this is coming up on the 28th of January. It's Monday, and it's at 7:30 at the Whitmore?
That's correct.
Right on. Well, tell us about the pieces that you've selected to perform for us.
I am doing a mostly chamber works. I did a recital last year that was almost entirely solo music, and I wanted to get a chance to play with a lot of other people.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate that everyone that I asked, that I my top choices to do everything were available and were up for doing it. And I think it helped that this was early in the semester, too.
Nobody was bogged down.
Nobody was bogged down. Everyone had gotten back from their travels, including myself. So the opening, I'm opening with a transcription of the song Granada by Albanese, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then another transcription of a piece called Sonata in D by another Albanese. And these are both, one is primarily for piano and the other one is primarily for guitar.
Okay.
But they've been adapted for marimba. And I kind of picked a couple of light things that wouldn't stress me out too much because the rest is stressing me out an enormous amount in good ways. I will follow that with this piece, Swords of Power, which is for percussion duet by Dan McCarthy.
Okay.
And I'm going to be joined by Dr. Megan Arnes, the percussion professor at Mizzou. I will follow that with the Emmanuel Séjourné Concerto for Marimba. And I will be joined by Dr. Natalia Bolshakova on piano. And closing the program is the Kevin Putz piece, And Legions Will Rise, and that is for marimba, clarinet, and violin. And I'll be joined by Dr. Wes Warnoff and Professor Julie Rosenfeld.
Oh, wow.
Wes Warnoff on clarinet and Julie Rosenfeld on violin.
That sounds like a great lineup. Why'd you pick these pieces?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that question. I like all of the pieces, and that tends to be what inspires me to want to play something. I want to play good music. And it happened that I don't know that I came up with a plan, a thought about how this was going to go. I just said to myself, I want to play a bunch of pieces. I want to see if these people are available to do it, obviously. And I found things that I just really wanted to play. And I, like I said, I was glad that I had faculty members who were available to do it. And I've been working with them the last couple weeks, and it's been great. It's been a challenge to get back up to that, to their level, because they're all performing all the time, and I'm doing this as a labor of love more than anything specific to my job necessarily, but I just wanted to play really good music, and that's kind of where it came out.
That's great. And are these all pieces for marimba, or are we going to be featuring other percussion instruments in there?
Everything except for the Swords of Power, which is the percussion duet, is the percussion part is marimba.
Okay.
So I'll be playing that. And then Swords of Power is a percussion duet that is going to have two fairly large setups. I know they'll fit in Whitmore. It's not a large stage, as you were probably aware, but but it's basically for something like 6 or 7 drums a person, as well as each of us has a set of log drums, a set of temple blocks, set of cymbals, and there's a couple other small things that are going to be part of that. So two pretty big setups, and my intention is to, I was just asked today about an intermission, and I don't typically do intermissions, but in this case, there will be what I call an implied intermission, which is that after we play the Swords of Power, I have to clear the stage and then reset for the marimba concerto. And then it's fairly easy after that, setup-wise.
So you're going to fill the Whitmore with sound then for that.
And then throw everything in the back. Yes. I mean, gently, not in any way that would hurt the equipment, of course.
No, generally I think the especially with Dr. Gaines being the head of the School of Music. Oh, yeah. I think damaging the percussion would probably be an unfortunate decision.
Yes, trust me. We don't want to do that.
Well, this sounds like an exciting show. And you've picked great musicians to perform with, and that sounds like...
Yes, I did.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty exciting and eventful program.
And yeah, and I mean, that was a lot, like I said, a lot of this was, will these people be available to do this? A lot of them are, and I've talked with a number of them, a lot of them are fitting this into enormously complicated programs that they're performing in other places or they're getting ready for themselves. So the fact that they took the time to do this, I'm enormously grateful for their chance to play with wonderful people.
Right on. And so you've got this coming up now, and what's your semester look like other than that?
Semester is going to be fairly busy, but not as busy as my falls are. Part of my job is the prime thing that I do is I'm the assistant director of athletic bands.
Oh, okay.
As well as teaching the classes. So that means marching band, essentially. So in the fall, obviously, that's marching band is a huge part of my schedule and the weekends and everything like that. And I'm also the director of the women's volleyball pep band, which is a fall sport. So I'm doing kind of double duty in that to that, as well as teaching, you know, a fairly full lineup for what I'm doing for the rest of my semester. So for this semester, I teach a class called a music for non-majors class that's for journalism students. We have a 3-class structure that is dedicated to writing for the arts. And I teach the music section, and Dr. Kat Gleason teaches the theater section, and Professor Catherine Armburst teaches the visual art section. So we teach this at the same time, and then we all come together for some combined classes for a few points of the semester, which is, it's a really enjoyable experience teaching that class. I'll also be teaching the masterpieces, kind of essentially the music appreciation class for the School of Music this semester as well. And I'm also going to be teaching the second semester of percussion techniques, which is primarily focused for those who are about to go into the instrumental teaching field and getting them ready for that. So that's my schedule, as well as whatever other things I get asked to do, which is fine. I'm happy to do them.
Why not?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a good semester. Not quite so crazy as the fall, but I'm sure it'll keep you busy. And you're starting it off with this great selection of pieces to perform for a recital on, again, the 28th of January. That's Monday, this coming Monday at 7:30 p.m. at the Whitmore.
Correct.
All right. Pete Zambito, my guest this evening. Thanks so much for swinging by. We really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
It was a really long walk from Loeb Hall, which is, we can see the building outside the window just about.
Well, if we'd have done this on Friday, it would have been a considerably worse walk.
It would have been a terrible walk. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
Thanks again for coming by.
Absolutely.